Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have been spending a little more time in hotels as of late. Hmm. I'm not quite sure why.
Me too.
Hmm.
Which ones do you stay
at? Colfax? Those are my motels. And I found this hotel must-do checklist. And it occurs to me that I, either I'm a terrible traveler or I think I'm just a terrible traveler. I don't do, like, I literally don't do a single thing on this list.
I don't think I do either.
Do you take your clothes? No, because you have kids. Like, let's pretend it's you and Angie going to a hotel. Do you take your clothes off, like, right away?
Take them off right?
Yeah. No.
Like the ones that you are wearing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Like, I'm insta-naked, especially when I'm alone. Like,
really?
A Vegas hotel room, I'm just like,
why?
I don't know, because you're just in a hotel. There's something about defiling a hotel room, right? Just like it's stuff you wouldn't do at home. You don't go like immediately press yourself against the.
No.
No.
I'm not, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, the first thing I do is turn the AC just down all the way. It's as cold as it can get.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Icebox. Yeah, that's what I'm paying for.
The first thing you're supposed to do is check for bed bugs. Anybody in this room do that?
No.
No.
Well,
I thought about it.
What they look like if you saw one?
Yeah, you're supposed to. Because I've done, or I haven't done research, but I've seen, I don't know.
It's oh my God. We are literally so removed from science that Aaron was about to say, I've done research based on a TikTok video flowing past you.
Pretty much.
I'm a learned scholar. Okay, so what did the TikTok
say? Lab coat off? Fooling anyone.
What? Like clipboard. You know the like seam on mattresses? You're supposed to look under that.
That's where they hide?
Yeah, or at least you can see the bed bugs there. Or
how big are they? Are they
teeny
tiny?
They're pretty tiny. So they're just like almost little black or dark, like not dots, but like, you know when you're drawing the dotted line kind of thing? It's almost like that.
The Palmer Method paper?
Sure, yeah. Is that what you practice cursive on or whatever?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Why are you looking at me like I'm an a-hole? You're a jerk for not knowing.
I didn't know it had a name.
Yeah, I didn't know it had a name.
The Palmer, Google it. I don't think I'm wrong. I think it's called the Palmer. Yeah, nobody wants to Google it because you both research your keyboards and they both like recoiled in horror like there's bed bugs on your computer. Screw you guys. I think I'm right. I think learning cursive is called the Palmer Method.
The Palmer Method.
It's coming. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It is.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't.
All right. We didn't doubt it.
So step one.
Yeah. I don't check for bed bugs. I don't. Yes. I barely I don't even check for people. And it's like, as long as if there's room for me on this side, we're all good.
What would you do? Have you ever bounced from a hotel room?
Yeah.
No.
Have you?
You have? For what?
Because it wasn't clean. They put us in a room that hadn't been flipped yet.
Mm. I would just assume they're doing some new, this is some trend or something. You know, probably on TikTok. I don't know.
I gotta ask, how bad would it have to be before you leave? Because I have a friend.
Multiple people in the bed.
How attractive are they? Yeah. I have a friend. I don't know if he carries pillowcases with him still, but he went. This is a nice hotel. Went in. Room is great. Whatever. Starts to get into bed, and there's a singular curly hair short on his pillowcase. And he checked out of the hotel.
Really?
Not even a different room. The whole
he was like, your standards of cleaning are beneath me. And it's like, I sort of assume that the pillow is made from that sort of hair. Like there's a certain level of like people have done terrible things in this bed for sure.
Yeah.
And it's hard to really get that all gone.
Right. And you just have to convince yourself, it's probably mine.
Yes.
That's probably mine.
I walked in flinging my underwear and pressing the squash frog against the window.
That dead body, probably mine.
So, did I leave that there? Who was that?
Well, we just stayed, I stayed at a hotel recently and I'm in the shower and now they're doing where they have the pumps, like soap and everything in the shower.
Yeah.
And so I'm just pumping it and I'm rubbing it all over my body until I realize I have no idea what's in this bottle.
Dude, like that scares me for you having
the
hair.
One, yeah, that's the one thing where I always bring my own. Because
you bring your own shampoo?
I do, because there are people
that'll
put
that would put Nair or something in there.
Exactly.
I just Nair. I shave my head. Huh?
Yeah, you really think that? Wouldn't you smell it or something?
Or like they pee in it or like something.
It's probably mine.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about the things you're supposed to do in a hotel when you first check in.
Mm-hmm.
Check for bed bugs. Mm-hmm. Take
None
your clothes
of us do
off.
It. No. You do that.
Fling your short and curly hairs on every square inch of the place. I'm like a little Johnny Appleseed. I'm like, you get some. We started to talk about like, so you were saying like, do you check the bottles then? Do you open the bottles in the shower and smell them?
No, I don't do anything.
You just blind faith your way into a hotel room.
Yes, I suspend all disbelief and I just go, this is my room. And like everything in here is mine. These towels are definitely clean. And I just don't think about it again because you don't know. They could have just folded it. I mean, that was kind of they fold, or you don't know that the person before you, they could have used it and then they fold it back up and then the cleaning crew comes in and they don't think it's a used towel.
Wait, you think the cleaning crew doesn't take them all?
I think they take them all. Yeah,
they have to
take them no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I definitely
then I feel better because I kind of use the towels
on the thing.
Willy nilly. Like I'll use one every time I shower. I don't like ever reuse a towel in a hotel.
You don't?
No,
I do.
It's a hotel.
I know.
They're
gonna
take them and clean them anyway.
It depends on how many people are in the room.
Yeah, when you have kids and like when all four of you are traveling and taking showers and then like
you go
swim for a little bit and then you come back and then you're going to shower and then, oh God, we got to get ready for dinner. And then you're like, you can't.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense. When I'm by myself, I'm just kind of, and I still don't use all of them. It's just.
But I, like to your point, I'll brush my teeth or whatever. And I just like wipe my face on one of the towels that's just there.
Yeah.
So if they don't take that and somebody washes their face with it, you got
my
spit on your face.
Just like put it all in a pile.
That's not my job.
What was the last hotel you stayed at? You sell the room game?
Okay, so one of the big things they say that you're supposed to do when you check in, after the bed bugs and whatever, memorize the escape route. Have you ever done that?
I'm sorry.
What?
Like, it's on your door. When I read this, I was like, oh my God, it is on your door. In a lot of places.
I look at it, but like...
You do? I don't even do that.
When I'm leaving, I'm like, oh, okay. And then that's it.
That's how I would have survived.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't do that at all.
Yeah, I didn't. I've never paid attention to the back of the door. I don't even memorize my room number. I just take a picture of it. And then I check it every time I'm going up.
I take a picture.
Yeah.
That comes in super handy, especially in Vegas.
It does.
The problem for me, if I told you the story where like I was in Vegas and like... Just, I could not get my room key to work. I was at the Encore.
Okay. Ooh.
And I'm like, I'm in room like 1921 or whatever. And I can't get the thing to open or whatever. I'm pounding on the door. Apparently there's two towers. You should number them completely differently.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
Because like, I'm at 1921. Then when I went and looked at the picture, like I had black on white and this was like orange on red or something. I was like,
yeah, especially a place like Vegas.
Yeah.
They're like, what? You're not from here? No one is.
Do you check for cameras? Does anybody do that?
No.
A little.
How do you check?
Do you know?
I just look for like nothing crazy. There's just like certain, the like little dots.
Yeah, but
like an event or like if someone left behind one of the blocks to go in the outlet.
Oh, those.
Just like, yeah,
that's a real thing.
Things that like stick out a lot. But if it's hidden, I don't know.
Do we have one in this room?
You get a show.
Because I don't want to. Like there's like fake smoke detectors that look like a real smoke detector.
But it's a camera?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if this is a point of privilege or what it is. I just assume they're not getting good footage of me. There's no buyers for this content.
No, there are though. That's the thing. There's somebody that wants to see Costco Momoa.
He's using another towel?
Aaron, you as a woman, you have to do all these things, right?
And the other, so kind of on that topic is like, you never know what they're looking for. And a lot of the times I'm traveling alone.
Right.
And so I immediately deadbolt on when I get in
you
the room.
You do the deadbolt?
Absolutely. That's the first thing I do.
I do that one. I do the deadbolt.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't.
Why not?
Really?
Because I'm traveling alone. Come on in, the bed bugs won't bite.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. How often do we just start things that feel like an intervention?
Often.
It's very sort often. Of on the daily.
They don't just feel like an intervention, they're failed interventions.
I know that I consume alcohol a lot.
The first step is admitting you have a problem. Good job.
I don't think it's a problem, though.
Oh.
Okay, well, this is, yeah.
We don't.
So this is where the AA people.
We'll try again later.
I'm probably qualify, if I do have a problem, I would definitely qualify as functional.
Ah, yes.
Am I ever late for work?
No.
Am I ever like drinking while I'm here?
No, and I have no. I have heard that is like a weird. I've heard Dr. Drew of TV fame. I don't know, he's on like Teen Mom and stuff, but he's talked about alcoholism. He's an addiction medicine specialist, and he said that like you're not actually an alcoholic unless it's affecting your personal life, your work life, because a lot of people can drink 10 beers every night and be functional. And that for some people, that would be alcoholism. For some people, it's not. So it's not like a number on how much you're drinking. It's when it's affecting
And
your
you're going to make me a liar when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. This job, it's sort of a requirement of this job to drink. Now, you can get by with
not. Yeah, I was going to say it's not a requirement, but it is... not promoted, but
it is
encouraged, maybe? Yes.
Sobriety is frowned upon.
Yes, in this establishment. Thank you. I needed a sentence like that. Because like if we go out with big, big clients and they're like, ooh, let's all have Manhattans or let's open a big bottle of wine, and you're like, you know, you just look, I understand that it's weird, but like, am I saying this right? Because I'm like, Tiak can get by with it.
I don't know that I do get by with it, though. I don't think people like it when I don't drink.
They don't.
Well, that's a personal problem for them.
Yes, they don't like it, but who cares? Screw them.
That's what I'm trying to do. Yes, it's just,
I will be a champion for you the next time we're out and somebody is okay. Like...
Buddy, I already got that done.
What?
I did that last
time.
No,
you did it, but now I'm going to do it.
Drink.
Right. No.
Okay.
Because you went through a little phase. I don't know what happened. Maybe you got a little scared straight.
No, my sister was dying, and so I started drinking more. But I'm better now. Sorry, dark humor.
Okay. Having said all of that, okay, it was all a preamble for this. I just found out recently that someone that I know and that I adore, we hang out, we go do things. They're a fun person. And the other day I started to get that. I was like, God, today just doesn't feel like a brown day. Like, it didn't feel like drinking bourbon. It was just like, how about a vodka tonic?
Okay.
And delicious. They were like, making the sound of like, and I was like, what are you doing?
Are you choking? Like, what's going on?
There is no one on, if you're not an alcoholic, you have to like vodka. Vodka is
vodka.
You can't. Okay. How about rephrase? You cannot legally dislike vodka. It goes with everything. And if you put the right amount in, pretty much genuinely tastes like nothing.
Mm.
Like a Moscow Mule tastes like ginger beer and lime.
Yeah.
Does it taste like vodka?
No.
Okay. Then I just won the whole argument.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't, because like Tito's vodka, delicious. But if...
No, if you're drinking Gordon's or something in a plastic bottle that you drop off the building and it wouldn't break.
What is the first alcohol everyone goes to?
What?
The plastic bottle vodka.
No.
So then you just
not my
get,
friends. Hang out with my friends.
No, well, no,
we're
no,
drinking
no.
good vodka.
Now you are, yes. But back in the day, you were not. And
I know.
So it scars you.
So
and
that's the problem? Are you a non-vodka drinker?
No, I do.
All right. Well, the reason I kind of wanted to talk about it here is you seem like you might be adjacent to that person.
Because I don't like vodka.
How can you just say...
Who would like vodka?
Everyone who drinks thinks vodka is good.
No, I don't think they think it's good. I think it's just
there.
Yeah,
it's a classic...
Yeah, because you got to mix it with something.
Yeah.
So that in itself... means it's not good. If you otherwise, you would just drink it straight.
But then you don't like
vodka on the rocks. You're like, whoa, brother.
No, you've got a problem. Do good vodka, like Ciroc on the rocks, unreal. Like a little twist of lemon in there, and you're set.
But is it a flavored Ciroc?
No,
because they have all the wild berry.
No, I'm not
exactly.
No.
Those are bad ones.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't think you like vodka. I don't like vodka. No, I don't. If somebody offered me a glass of vodka, I would say, no, thank you. I don't like that. Do you have water, perhaps? Like, I know it looks...
Okay, but in a mix, I'm just... Okay.
Or like, I have a water bottle here. This is the college thing, is fill a water bottle full of vodka, take it to wherever you're going. That's...
And do what? Just drink it?
Mix it with whatever you find there.
Okay.
But that's how you get around when you're not...
Yes.
And it's terrible. You
no,
don't
it's
just
not.
Drink it straight. No one's like, oh, all I need, a bottle of vodka. It's there. It doesn't taste good.
It does taste good.
Once you mix it,
it tastes
with,
good
once
with
you mix
whatever
it with
you
stuff
mix it with.
Okay. That tastes good.
So if I rephrase it, will everyone agree? You cannot dislike vodka. I'm not saying you have to like it, but vodka doesn't mess up your life. Okay, it can.
It absolutely does.
Help me make this. Please text in and say, text in a reason you don't like vodka. Other than like it hurt your puppy. Like vodka hasn't hurt anyone, and it because
that
if I
is
gave
what
you,
an alcoholic says.
Yeah, I think I agree with Aaron that's you start off with the cheap vodka. That's what everyone starts with, and then you rip shots of it, and it's terrible, and it burns, and you plug your nose, and all, and that's how you learn how to drink if you're gonna do it. And then sometimes you're like, yeah, that's enough. I don't need to.
I'm good.
Yeah,
but don't you? Think
I get what vodka's all about.
I quit. Like, all I'm saying is
yay!
The
Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for something we do once a week. It's the only time you're going to hear positivity at this time of the day.
Mm-hmm. And barely at that.
And we are eking it out. It's Feel Good Friday! Who's starting?
I can go.
Okay.
I can go.
I don't really have a story yet. I'm researching. But go ahead.
Well, my story is about something that I know is near and dear to all of our hearts.
Okay.
Because of our work with the Children's Hospital of Colorado and the Radiothon every year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that 1 in 10 women in the U.S. will experience the premature birth of their child?
Okay.
1 in 10, wow.
Yeah, which is a lot higher than I realized.
Okay.
And a lot of times when kids have to go into the NICU, right, they have to stay there for a long time. And a lot of times parents can't live at the hospital with their kids, so they have to kind of leave them.
Okay.
But there's a new technology out. It's called the Angel Eye System.
Okay.
It's got a camera on it, and it's mounted on a boom on top of the The bed where the baby is staying.
The little,
in
the, like, incubators?
Yeah, in the NICU.
Okay.
And it can be accessed remotely 24 hours a day. So even if a parent can't be there all the time with their baby who's in the NICU, they can access it remotely now and kind of check in. And I think they can even kind of talk to them and stuff, too, which is awesome.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
It's just good news. Technology's moving.
I love that.
In the right
can
direction.
Can I ask you the question that I ask you every week?
Mm-hmm.
When you read that story earlier today, did you cry?
Yes.
Okay.
And did you really?
And I'm about to today, right now. Yeah.
TIAC, Feel Good Friday is his favorite thing. It's like his catharsis for the week. He just cries his little eyes out and goes home and hugs his kiddos.
I do,
That's cute.
Aaron, would you like to go?
Sure. This story proves that nothing is impossible. A 49-year-old woman became the first blind woman to swim the English Channel. So that's
what?
Yes. She's fully blind. She's a Paralympic gold medalist.
Must have taken her forever.
She thought it was going to take 14 hours.
Jeez.
It only took her 12 hours and 20 minutes.
So then somebody's just in a boat going like, keep coming. Like, they have to guide her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because how the current and everything, how that's in.
I think a lot of times when they do that, you're kind of swimming in like a cage, being drugged behind a boat or whatever. So things don't get you. Like, they're not helping you, but there's just something around you. So they're like.
You're like protected.
Yeah, blind or not. You don't want to just be out in the middle of the channel or whatever.
Mm-hmm. She does have a guide dog, but the dog couldn't handle it. So the guide dog can't swim.
You're telling me that it was expected that the dog swim.
Well,
the
we're talking about how she knew where to go. I'm just saying the guide dog couldn't help.
Yeah, the dog's like, this was not in the contract.
You know, I'm willing to do anything.
Yes.
Just not this. Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is.
Nothing is impossible.
All right. I have a story. I don't even know where it's from. I was trying to find it. Anyway, there was a house fire.
Oh, no.
Luckily, the fire department came and everybody got out of the house.
Nice.
But the kids were outside and they said, oh no, we have guinea pigs inside.
Oh no.
And one brave firefighter crashed into the house and was able to bring out two guinea pigs.
Oh.
Yay. The guinea pigs were dead.
Stop it.
What?
But this brave firefighter began CPR.
Oh my goodness.
On their little guinea pig mouths and their little guinea pig chests and was able to revive.
What?
Wow.
The two.
Okay. All right.
You telling me, I know it's not about kids and cancer. Mm.
I do want to say a quick shout out to Shannon and Penelope. They sent a voice memo. And it was really cute. And that made us feel good. So.
You don't want video of a smoking hot firefighter on top of a guinea pig.
No.
Just get.
No, I don't.
The firefighter calendar's coming up.
It is.
We're judging it.
Yes.
And I'm bringing dead guinea pigs.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Since Aaron and I are out here on the dating market, it's time to talk about dating disasters.
Which, honestly, I don't know if I've had one from being on the apps. There's been like a couple awkward things, but I wouldn't call
them
disasters.
Really?
What I decided it is, talking to my therapist, I don't have a therapist, so just talking to myself, is that I love people. I love learning about people. So no matter what, I'm going to make sure that I am interested in you and the conversation's going to go well. Like, I give it all to make sure that we are having a good time.
I believe that I have that gear somewhere in me, but it's my also, I'm running real low on Fs.
Mm.
So there's times where I'm just like, wow, this is wholly uninteresting.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't, I'm not great at like keeping it.
And that's okay.
Like, conversationally, the three of us could be in a room and somebody, like, and we're like, we're not allowed to talk about anything we want. Anybody can walk in and say any subject and we'll talk for an hour. Because we just, it's what we do. We like each other, whatever. But it's like somebody new just sitting, I'm sitting across from you at a French restaurant. I'm just like, oh my God, I just want to just
Like, yeah. I'd rather be home.
Just so paying. Much. Yeah. So much.
Because, you know, you're trying to get in each other's rhythm, and do you think, are you going to think this joke's funny or no? Oh, you're kind of, that sounds horrible.
This is exactly what we want to talk about. We want to talk about your dating disasters. If you've dated me, you cannot call in.
Bonus points if you have dated me.
No. Front of the line.
I don't think anybody's going to have a dating disaster because I barely dated. And I've only mostly dated people that I know. But like way, way back when, way before, I've told this story every time. We were at one of the restaurants where you can write on the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like Italian restaurants do that. Chop House does that. Whatever. And she had crayons. And she was writing her first name with my last name.
That's so wild.
On
oh
our first
my
date.
Gosh. That just.
Like literally on our first date.
I hate
I'm like,
it.
What?
I hate
what are you calling? Because I'm like, I drew like a guy with buggy eyes and spiky hair. And like, I'm like cartooning. And I'm like, what are you doing?
And this she's guy's a great artist.
Over and over, her name, my last name, her name, her last name, hyphen my last name.
Mm.
Her, like she's trying out all the different verbs. And I'm like, do you think this date is going that well? Because it's not going that well. It's legit not. No.
It's just so.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, what would you, how would you react to that? Because you're so like, I want to be interested. I want to keep the conversation going. If a guy had started.
Writing doing, that?
Yeah.
Writing your name with his last name.
I would probably make a joke. And then if he was serious, I would absolutely ghost.
Okay. You have to, right?
You have to. Yeah.
She knows your last name. She's going to find you.
I know. Well, I did. I mean, and then she went in for the kiss at the end of the night. And I'm like.
Nope.
Because you know that one, somehow she's going to get pregnant from that. And I'm going to. Yeah.
I've always heard that could happen.
I don't know how it works. So if you have what we are deeming a dating disaster, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
I've had a couple. The one, they're mostly self-inflicted, I guess. I remember.
I was going to let you step on the landmine all by your lonesome.
I remember one time and a girl came over to like hang out, and it was like late night, like after the bars kind of thing. So we were in the dorm room, and I turn on the TV, and I just always have it on. Like the shopping networks and stuff, because I like to watch QVC and HSN and all that.
It's been that long that you've been watching that?
Yeah, I've always liked it for some reason because they're live and they mess up, but they have to just keep going, and I just always find it funny. And so I remember that time we watched the Nutribullet, the like little blender commercial.
You didn't turn it immediately?
No. I was like, well, this is what.
You think this is your closer move?
This is what I watch, yeah.
Okay.
And she was not impressed at all, and she.
Oh, really? That sounds so weird.
But it was a great deal. Like, I'm giving you something.
What was her name?
What was her name? I want to say her name was Erin, actually.
Erin?
Yeah. I don't
Aaron's
know.
Erin's on
I don't
line
remember.
One here. She's got a story. Yeah, this guy took me home. I watched QVC. Like, you're not going to close over the magic bullet.
No, not at all. I also remember another time going on, we were going to watch the Twilight movie, which I had no interest in seeing at all, but the girl... that I was interested in, wanted to see it. So it was like, oh, we're going to go, and it's going to be a foursome. And then at the last minute, they were like, you know what? We're making the big trip up to the big city to watch the movie. Like, we're just going to bring some other people with us. And my ex-girlfriend got in the car as well. As I was sitting up front with the new girl, she's in the back of the
Tahoe.
How
many buffers do you have between the ex and...
She's in the back seat, so then there's the middle, and then I'm just in the front.
It's too much, though. There's
no way to go forward. There's no way to go, like...
And they knew, right? The people that invited her?
I don't know. I don't know what... It was just kind of like, oh, hey, you guys, we're going up to watch the movie. We'll hop in, and then they just...
Interesting.
They got in, yeah. And then so it just... And then I still... had to watch Twilight when we got there.
Which is already an excruciating experience all by itself.
Watch it.
No, it's, dude.
No.
So terrible.
It was
it's
bad.
It's so bad that it's good.
That's, I understand people who try to make that argument, and they're the same people who go, pugs are so ugly, they're cute.
No,
some things are so blank, they're actually the blank. Mm. It's so bad, it's bad. It's so ugly, it's ugly.
Yeah.
It's,
it wasn't even the first one. It was like the third. I had no idea what was going on. And I was just like, this, yeah, I blew it.
I remember talking to a girl that I went out with, and she said they went out for drinks. They sat down, and within 10 minutes, he had pounded like 4 rum and cokes.
Oh.
So he was just getting after it. And she was like, this doesn't feel right. But plus, the other big dating disaster, all men should learn this. Stop talking about your ex, especially if she's got legal proceedings against you and whatnot. So this guy's like talking about how the last ex, you know, had a restraining order, just like it was a whole bunch of bad stuff. So then she's like, I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd had a Diet Coke. And so she asked the bartender for the bill. Well, the bartender gave her the bill for the four rum and cokes and everything. And she's like,
No.
Well, I'm just paying for the Coke. He's like, could you get all of this? I forgot my wallet.
Oh my gosh.
So she went ahead and paid for it. And she was like, I'm sorry, this didn't work out. She left, got in her car, and like 10 minutes later, boop, DP.
Stop.
No.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Swear. She was my esthetician for a while. She would tell me stories like this while she's popping blackheads on my nose. I'm like, what? You've had to buy his four Cuba Libres while he's like, and pounding and talking about restraining orders, and then he sent you a pee-pee pic. Thinking like, well, if the alcoholism and restraining orders and violence didn't close it, how about this tiny little thing?
My God.
What a tool. He probably thought he was like thanking, like, hey, thanks for the.
Yes.
Enjoy
the,
this.
Yeah, enjoy. Oh my God.
And like, how far away are you? Like, turn back around. Circle back and grab me. We can get after it.
That made my eye twitch.
I know. All right. Well, if you've got a dating disaster that rivals these, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about dating disasters.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get a lot of stories out of you. Oh, I guess because all your dates go well, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I went on a first date once to a concert. He picked me up and we both happened to dress up as Ted Lasso. But it wasn't a disaster. It was wonderful.
That feels like a disaster for everyone at the concert.
No, it was so much fun.
We both have mustaches.
What? Oh my God, there was one.
It was around Halloween, just for the record. It wasn't like summer.
Yeah, I was just trying to, I was going to let you have that.
I'm just a big fan.
What? Just a random Tuesday. It's like, why are you dressed in banter gear? There was one on this Reddit thread that talked about, and I don't even know how this came up in conversation, but she said, he said he keeps his toenails long.
Okay.
So he can scratch his legs. You gonna bed that one down? Or?
He's a practical man. I don't know.
Gross! All right, Emily, dating disaster, what happened?
For like 3 or 4 dates, we were kind of getting serious, and I was like, well, I should probably Google him. And when I did, I found out that he had been accused and prosecuted for being a peeping Tom.
Ooh.
And I was like, wow, okay. Yeah, this has to end, and this is going to go no further. So I had to break up with him in a very awkward way that I was honest. And
but wait,
him,
you'd
like,
already gone out with him?
Oh, yeah. We were, like, dating. We,
oh,
we
yeah. No, you got to pre-Google. Pre-Google.
I know. This was like maybe 15
Did you notice him spying on you ever?
No. Thankfully, like, good. Thankfully we had never.
That just means he got better at it. Doesn't mean he's not doing it.
Oh, God. Maybe. God, I hope I'm not. No, thankfully, he had never been to my apartment. And,
oh, good.
Good, good.
I very much like ended it and told him like, I kind of found out like your history and I like blocked his number.
Yeah, no, that's not going to stop a peeping Tom really, but.
Well,
I saw you Googling me.
Gross. Thank you, Emily. LT.
Hi.
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 Dating disaster. What happened?
Oh my gosh. So I went on this dating site, me and this girl talked for quite a bit, you know, probably about a month. And we exchanged photos and everything like that. We decided we wanted to meet up for dinner. We went to the Torres Mexican restaurant there on Federal, got down there, had the good conversation afterwards. We're like, yeah, so how did things go and everything like that? She goes, you know, I really didn't turn around to like the way you looked or anything like that. I just wanted a free dinner.
Oh. She admitted that. That's so mean.
Straight
to my face. Heron's like, never admit it.
Rule number one. No,
anyway,
I'm so sorry, LT.
I'm headed to Sierra tonight with some ugly dude.
I would never do that for the record.
Oh, my God. Yes, you would.
Nah, I would not.
Oh,
and,
LT.
And the crazy thing is this, is her photos didn't even look nothing like what, you know, she was posting on the dating site.
Yeah.
She not just, even yeah. her. You know, I was like,
that
yeah,
sucks,
I
man.
Yeah. It's like, all right, peace.
We'll see you at Sierra later. Stevie?
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Dating disaster. What happened?
There's a couple disasters in this story. I met this guy way back when I was working at a bar. Decided to finally go out with him. I have a friend with me. He tells me, cool, we're at a party. I go to this party. We pull up. The party ends, and he comes out completely trashed. I'm like, cool.
For your okay. date.
I was like, okay, well, let's go get some food. I'm starving. It was the end of my shift. Let's go to Taco Bell. Him and his buddy get in the back of my car. We're in the Taco Bell drive-thru. At the time, I was a smoker, and I did not realize that cigarette smoke triggered this dude. I lit up a cigarette in the car, turn around to ask him what he wants to eat, and get a face full of vomit.
Oh,
oh
no.
My gosh.
Oh,
in
no.
the drive-thru, so I can't even go anywhere. I was stuck.
The Taco Bell people are like, people usually do this after they get their food.
It's usually about 40 feet up the road where this happens. Why is it happening so soon?
But if you did take me to Taco Bell on a first date, I would probably propose.
Yes. You?
Yeah.
You don't even eat anything at Taco Bell.
I do, yeah. It's fast food. I love it.
Yeah, okay.
I've never heard you eat at Taco Bell.
No, he doesn't. He's just saying it's just because it's fast. It's adjacent. Yeah. Stephanie?
I know what you're about.
Guys.
Yeah. Hi. Dating disaster. What happened to you?
So, like, 20 years ago, I worked overnights at a gas station. It was a family-owned convenience chain, three states wide in the Midwest. And I'm working overnight. So this guy comes in and asks, he goes around the store looking, and he asks if we sell condoms because he's trying to hook up in the parking lot across the street. And I'm like, no, we don't sell those, unfortunately. We're family-owned convenience store chain. And then so he's like, okay. And then asked me what I'm doing after work. I'm like, well, obviously not you.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to hit a couple other stores and I'll have some stuff.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hey, man, not all of us make as much money as you do.
Okay.
So sometimes.
My mistake.
Aaron? What? Did you want to say something? It seemed like you were having a little vowel movement over there. What's going on? There's a new trend where people bring some food along with them
mm-hmm.
to establishments.
Ugh.
What?
That's like a restaurant that serves food?
But what if it's a coffee shop?
Okay.
That also serves a little bit of food, but they don't serve.
They have like pastries.
Yeah.
Like nothing too crazy.
Right, but I'm hankering for a footlong, a $5 footlong.
Okay. Okay, then.
Can I bring my $5 footlong? Can I order a coffee and sit down? Because people are doing it.
No.
Or if you want, like, I have a little breakfast sandwich.
I
want coffee and a breakfast sandwich. And I don't want to, like, the breakfast sandwiches at this particular place are $22. But I happen to throw together one at my house for $1.95 because eggs are cheap.
Okay.
Cheese is cheap. Sausage
is
cheap.
Coffee. Why don't you just bring your own coffee while you're at it? and then use their
Well, that's rude if I don't buy anything.
Yeah.
Okay, you could just use their bathroom and... Just
so you are really a guy
I
who's
am, yeah.
not going to
allow... You could ask for a water cup and then fill it up with soda. Like, why not?
That's not the same. You're saying that's the same thing.
Yeah,
that is stealing
yes.
if you say you want water and you
and
do
And I
the...
think if you bring in outside food, you're stealing because that's the table that's meant... You're taking up space that's meant for...
But I still bought something for that table. There's not a minimum buy to sit at that table. Like...
A coffee shop is a weird example. I think even people, if you just go and just sit on your computer all day at a coffee shop, is a little like you're mooching a little bit. But coffee, they position themselves as
work
come
spot,
use the Wi-Fi.
Your
but,
third spot.
But just a restaurant, absolutely not. You can't bring in outside food. That's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really.
So you're saying, as a man who has a 1-year-old daughter, you've never rolled into Culver's with a little handful of Cheerios that you can put on the table that Hazel can munch on?
Specifically not Culver's, no, because she eats the fries and the cheese curds. Like an American. She's my daughter. Why am I going to bring Cheerios?
A 1-year-old
yes.
cheese curds.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, but I know the little yogurt melts. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Those.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a pocket full of those, and you've rolled into a place, and you... It's the scatter
sure.
drill of them
yeah.
in the thing, and it's like, ha! Huh. And then they're going to be satisfied, and they're going to be eating them for a little while. You just brought in outside food, man.
The yogurt melts, yeah, we've done that. We've
okay.
done the yogurt
oh,
melts, yeah.
Oh.
But never the applesauce. That's another easy one. We buy the applesauce, because places sell applesauce now as a kid's meal. You can get the fries or applesauce.
But it's not the...
You buy it. You buy it. Because
no,
we're
you
eating
don't.
There.
You're
yes.
allowed to bring that in because you're buying a meal. Like, you can bring in extra food. If let's say Aaron Celiac kicked up 4 more notches than it is right now. But we're doing a team building at Johnny's Gluten Hut.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Are you a gluten for punishment? That's their tagline.
Nice.
And you just go
yeah.
in there and everybody's
I'm
just bloated.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, but Aaron... Like, we're having a meeting there. Our big bosses are there. Aaron, and, like, Aaron's going to come in. So, what? Like, here's our options. Kill Aaron.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Aaron abstains.
And brings a sack lunch in front of all
yes!
the big bosses and stuff.
Because
that
we
looks
all,
terrible.
No, she just brings a couple little things. She's got a little.
Cheerios.
Yes. Can you eat Cheerios?
Yeah.
Oh. You can?
Yeah, they're
gluten-free.
No, they're gluten-free.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they're rolled oats.
No, I know that the frosted ones are gluten-free.
Interesting.
Oh God, you're such a traitor. I guarantee you like, they probably have gluten in them.
No, I will literally Google it right now.
I used to hate this. In high school, we had a buddy. We'd always go out to eat, and my buddy would come with a PB&J and a sack lunch, and he'd sit there with us, and he would not buy
anything. At the school? Of course.
No, at a restaurant. We'd be eating a restaurant.
So you guys would go to a restaurant with your poor friend?
No, he was not poor. Any poorer than the rest of us were. He just didn't want to. He was cheap. He didn't want to
hold
spend
on,
any money.
Hold on. Left or right corner, gluten free.
I can't see because you have that stupid privacy screen.
Yeah.
I believe
well,
you if they're
gluten
genuinely.
Free.
Okay. So, but
and
I
was
can't
hitting,
Aaron
the,
brings
work, the employee always comes over and is like, oh, what? You can't have that here.
But
and then we're involved in
why
it, even though we didn't
I
do anything
there?
Wrong.
Why can't I, though? I understand from a monetary standpoint, but it, like, is he taking up oxygen? Is there like, you and your other friend, we're going to get a table for 2 and there's 4 chairs at it. So why can't he just sit in that chair? Is he hurting
he
anyone?
He could sit in that chair, but he can't bring in other food.
Why can't he?
Because then you're going to start tempting all the other people at the other... Like, oh, what do you got over there?
No!
Like,
no,
no. Everybody, no, that's
no one's going to look
you
at my
bring
sad
in like,
salad.
You could bring in a birthday cake if you're having a party there and if you've rented the space, you
that
can bring a birthday cake.
That, to me, is
in.
Worse.
I agree.
Because most times, then you actually burden them for that. I've always hated that thing. It's like, oh, I got there early and I asked them to store this birthday cake in their fridge until it was ready. And it's like, now you're
now
you're burdening them.
That's too much.
What you know what else I've seen? This is the best life hack you're ever going to get in your life, people. So listen up. You're going to want... No, you don't drink. People, what you do is you take yourself a box of Franzia, you know, the boxed wine.
Sure.
You wrap it like it's a present.
Okay.
And then with kid paper. And then when you're having the party at Jump City or wherever, all the presents are just sitting on a table. Well, one of the presents has a spout on the front. So you'd have to pay their drink prices. Okay. You just walk up to the one present, tip it forward a little bit.
How do you hide the cups?
Yeah. And kids, which present have you getting your punch out of?
No, you just buy a soda from them or whatever, and then just dump that out. And just drink Franzia out of a Coke cup all day. Well, bring your own Coke cups in. Here's the thing that I've never understood is people like you who are anti this go, well, it's the FDA or whatever, whoever, food. Yeah.
Yeah. The FDA. You're,
like, what if somebody gets sick? It's like, if he got sick, he's not going to sue the restaurant. He has no receipt. He can't say, I got sick on the PB&J. Other people aren't breathing in his peanut butter fumes and going to die. No one gets harmed by your buddy bringing. So all you
I
did,
just think it's uncouth. I think if you don't want to eat at the restaurant, then just don't go to the restaurant. Go somewhere else.
So then he doesn't get to be friends with you.
Go to a public park. Go
anywhere.
He
doesn't get to be friends with you because you guys were going to the restaurant. That's not fair.
And then he can't hang out. Does he have to just wait in the car?
You're ostracizing him.
Because we want to eat at a restaurant.
What race was he? Was he a different religion?
Oh my gosh.
It was Iowa and he was white.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I hate to bring up bad memories again, but Slacker recently told the story about how you went to a sandwich shop. You thought it was a different sandwich shop.
This is a bad memory.
It was embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to bring that up again.
Which you shouldn't, like, you shouldn't be embarrassed about it now. We should be able
to finish the story for people who don't understand what happened.
You went into Jersey Mike's demanding your sandwich. They didn't have it for you. You got kind of upset. Showed them, they said, can we see your order? You showed them your phone. And they said, sir, I'm sorry, that's the Jimmy John's app. This is a Jersey Mike's. Mm-hmm. And then you had to.
When you say well, it so succinctly, I feel so.
This is a cliff notes of it.
Accidents happen.
Yeah. I left out a lot of the yelling that would happen.
But it's just like, I hadn't had Jersey Mike's in so long, and I'm flipping through my phone, and I hit J, and then you see the J, and it, like,
and
it,
they're very
I thought
similar.
Sandwiches. Yeah. I'm like, sandwiches. Yes. And then I ordered it, and the whole time I'm ordering it, I'm like, why doesn't it have Tom's way as the obvious?
Mike's way.
Mike's, yeah.
Who is Tom?
My friend on MySpace.
Oh. Okay.
You were just, I don't know. Were you even on a phone like at this point?
It was more of an abacus tied into a...
So speaking of Jimmy John's, right? Mm-hmm. I've picked up food from Jimmy John's before. And like you order online and then go to pick it up. I picked mm-hmm. it up
yes,
for my
I
wife.
Yes, I know.
Right,
but you have
okay.
to actually go to Jimmy John's but, to pick it up. So it turns out they don't just bring it to yes. whatever shop
whatever
it's
Subway, whatever Quiznos.
Like, excuse me. Y'all have my Jimmy John's order in here?
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Oh my God, I'm so stupid. So,
but when you go when you go to Jimmy John's normally and you I've walked in and I have an online order for Tyler and then they just kind of point at a table.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Okay. And then you find your own and then you just take it and go, right?
Yes.
And it's always very convenient, but it also feels a little like, well, couldn't anyone just come in and grab this food?
Yeah, but it's usually available at a fairly specific time. I've had that same thought, but I'm like, if I go in and I know I've ordered one sandwich and there's this huge bag under Tom.
Yeah.
And I grabbed it and then the door opens and there's this beefcake of a man wearing his garage like scrubs and it says Tom on it. Like he's going to kill me because he's going to go like, wait, that's. And I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what you ordered though. Maybe you ordered a lot. Too.
I know, but what if he could see the Tom on the receipt or whatever? I have often thought about, because deep, deep down inside me, I know you guys may or may not believe this, there's a super criminal in me. I've done some shady stuff. I definitely know how to do shady stuff. And when a shady opportunity presents itself, what do you call the thoughts that you don't act on?
Subliminal?
No.
What do you call
it starts
that?
With an I, doesn't
yes,
it?
It's not impractical, but it's like...
Because
we did it on the show the other day. It's how I want to drive my car.
Intrusive.
Yes, I have intrusive thoughts every time I'm at Chipotle and there's this huge order. I'm like, I bet there's chips and salsa and like all sorts of stuff in
yeah,
there.
Okay.
Like, all right. God, I want to grab
so
that.
So we're very similar.
Okay.
So,
we are?
Yeah, a
You're
little bit.
You're a good person, though.
I am. Well, I still have the thoughts.
Oh, okay.
I don't act on them, but okay. But I always see that's what I'm saying. Like I see the all the orders sitting there. I'm like, okay. Who's stopping anyone from coming in and just
nobody.
And just grab right. So that's one side of the spectrum. The other night, I went to one of my favorite places, Slim Chickens, and I ordered online, and I walked in, and I said, hi, I have an order for Tyler. And they said, okay, right away. And it wasn't quite ready yet, so I had to wait a couple minutes while they're bagging it all up. I could see him getting all my things. He comes back out, and he says, all right, here you go. I said, thank you. And he says, can you just confirm that last name for the order for me? which is fine, but it's empty. There's no one in the store. I nailed the name on.
Yeah,
I nailed
the first name alone. Right. Coming in saying Tyler.
Yes.
Yeah. There's very few D-bags on the planet.
I'm saying.
They're still named that. Really?
Yeah, there's a few.
Are there?
Yeah.
Have you slept with any?
What else happened?
Wow. All right. Go.
You have?
Yeah.
Have you slept with a Tyler?
Represent.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you right now. Not only could I and would I never sleep with a Tyler.
Yeah, come on.
It was at the same time that this Tyler was added on, though.
Really?
So, yeah. Because remember,
you were regularly sleeping with a tangent. Yeah. You know what? I feel like we're at the point where we don't have to announce tangents on this show anymore. They just assume. It's like, hold up, they're on the same track still. Maybe we should announce when we're on track.
You're right.
Okay.
There was a day that you texted me. And you were like, hey, how's Tyler doing? And I was like, oh, it's fine. You know, this thing happened at the wedding, this incident. So, like, I don't know. We might have to get lawyers involved. And you were like, for T-Hack?
Oh my God. Was Tyler the name of the...
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So I was
you
like...
You did sleep with a Tyler.
I did.
Right up until he did the bad thing.
Yeah. Wow. Couldn't look at him the same after that.
Sorry.
So you were wondering why you were like, how's Tyler? She's like, he's got a big one. You're like, whoa, Aaron.
What's breaking in at work with work?
So, all right, we're back on topic now.
Okay, back on topic, everyone.
Announcing it. So I'm wondering, I confirmed my last name and then he gives it to me, but I'm just, the wide range of, like, some stores are like, just grab whatever, 100%. We don't care. And then he's like, I need your social, need your name.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't, and I want to genuinely know, if you work at one of these places and you have to confirm, what happens if they are trying to steal it? Because that's what goes through my mind.
There's just an awkward moment.
And what happens? Does a person just run out then? Or like, or do they guess a name and get it wrong? And then you have to... Exactly. And then also...
Brown. I'm trying to think of all the most common names.
Yeah.
Jones?
Yeah. Well, and how would you nail the first name? Like, is there
that's stupid.
Is there
with
some scheme
else in there?
Where you're hacking into their walkie-talkie system and you can hear them say, oh, we've got Tyler, and then you go in and get... I just want to know, has that ever happened, and what happens if they're trying to steal it?
I don't know how to say this, but I think it has to be said. You look enough homeless adjacent.
Okay, sure.
Oh, no.
With a big one.
Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
So there's a list of the best high school movies of all time. Mm-hmm. I have a question for the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First off, I already know Aaron doesn't think the best movie of all time is on the list. Do you think there's ever been a movie made that actually emulates real high school life?
No. Mm. No, I don't think
like
so.
Real.
I don't know. I went to a very small high school, so we didn't really have, like, everyone was in, if you were an athlete, you were also in the marching band because there were 70 kids. It's like you had to do everything. Yeah.
So there weren't cliques.
Not really.
Because I was a
just
band
the kids
nerd?
Who didn't do anything. Then they were kind of just like, oh, well,
Did you have smoke? Do you have a smoker group?
No. No, we didn't.
You didn't? No. Stoner group?
No. We
didn't. Really?
Yeah, we really didn't.
So nobody went to the Army surplus store and had an old Army jacket?
No. No, you we know, wore uniforms.
I can picture it, but we didn't have that because we had uniforms.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. I want an Army jacket so bad right now, but I think
I almost got one.
I almost got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was, it said Hard Rock on it.
Yeah.
I got so close. I want, because when I was young, like the Ben Hall. Hey, Ben, I know you're out there listening. Way to go, man. He rocked the Army jacket. And no one else knew about the Army surplus thing.
Mm.
And so he was just like, are you in the Army or something? It was like, oh. He just had the look. And he had the like John Lennon glasses and was just like,
oh, nice.
Oh, cool. Are you allowed to wear that? Is that not stolen valor? An Army jacket?
No,
because
it's just like, and it's tattered and you can tell it's just, you're sort of a CBGB guy. You're a punk kid.
Okay.
I mean, you're not
with like the
it
patches.
Doesn't say, no, you don't. Yeah, if you put like band patches on, you can't. Like,
no, not like the military.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. That would be stolen valor.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're 17, you kind of can. Yeah. But I mean, is there any one on this list? I feel like the closest one, now this is just me being an idiot, but like number one on the list is The Breakfast Club. And I don't, is that really the best high school?
I don't think
it's only
the best.
About detention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's entertaining. It's not the best.
And is, did anybody really have detention like that?
Yeah.
On a Saturday.
Yeah.
Ooh, a Saturday was, it was like a real bad detention.
Really?
For us. Yeah.
They really had that?
Yeah. Yeah. 8 to noon on a Saturday. You'd have to go like clean the school.
What?
I thought that's why that movie was so stupid. Detention was after school. Only
which we
after
had
school.
It was like if you either did something really bad or you had like 4 regular detentions and they're like, all right, now that's a Saturday. It was just called a Saturday. That's
oh
a
my
Saturday.
Gosh.
Oh, so the teacher would be like, that's it, that's a Saturday.
Yeah, which I never actually got a Saturday, but from what I heard is that because the teacher who's there, they don't want to be there either. So they're like, right. Yeah, just go. You were here at 8, you're
that's
fine.
That's nothing like it. I think the closest one would be Mean Girls. Mean Girls feels right.
Mm.
Oh my God, girls are so awful in high school.
No, I know, but I'm thinking about the like...
Oh, the lunchroom stuff. It's just
the,
not
yeah,
really...
Yeah, the talent show, the yeah. like... The cool mom that, no.
Yeah, they were like hooking up a lot too. I don't, yeah. That seems
like in
more
the school.
Than, more than my experience. Well, in high school.
Nerd bag. I'm a jock, but I'm also in band.
Yeah. The football players would be in at halftime in their football uniforms.
Shut
playing the marching band.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Up.
Yes.
Playing what?
Aren't the halftime
you're
routine.
Saying, you're saying, but like what instrument? They had to be something cool.
Trumpet. Mostly trumpets, okay. Yeah.
You know, the quarterback doesn't come out with a flute. No,
it's not the quarterback. Like,
quarterback's also the clarinetist. No, we had a couple linebackers who were the tuba guys or
okay.
The bass drum guy.
So did they change into their
oh,
dress?
You don't have time to put
they...
your spats
yeah.
on
exactly,
and like,
yeah.
get back out of it.
Yeah.
But I don't yeah. even think we made
so
them come
So in that
out.
Moment, we were equal. I wasn't on the football team, but in that
we
moment.
We didn't even have a band, so.
Your school didn't?
No.
Mullen is so ratchet, there's no band?
I think they have one now, but we did not have one.
Wow.
Okay. Is there any movie here that we need to talk about? Because we got to get to the one that's not on the list. Back to the Future is listed as number 2. It's not a high school movie.
Yeah.
It is, kind of.
Because he
it
goes
involves...
to a high school in the 50s?
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, it's more of a science movie,
yes.
like science
Thank
fiction.
You.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's not on the list, but 17 again, that's kind of a high school movie. With Zac Efron, where he
oh,
goes back.
Oh, that is a good
and
one.
And Matthew Perry, where he gets another chance.
It's cute.
This is one of those moments where I am going to be Erin. Erin's seen no movies, so like talking movies with her, she just gets this like glazed look over her face. If it's any movie with like, yeah, like I don't like any of that stuff.
Oh, really?
I've only seen old time movies like Grease.
Oh, that, yeah, that's a classic.
Like, yeah, but Grease, everyone's like 40.
Exactly.
Like,
if you want to talk
40.
About people,
they were
like 30 playing
no,
16 year olds.
Olivia Newton-John was not 30 years old.
Rewatch it and be like, how? Yeah. How did we fall for this?
Do they look like your son to those kids? Like they're
no,
shaving. They're I shaving guess. At lunchtime.
Dude, when I dropped my daughter off at high school, there's a dude. He gets out of the car. A girl gets out of the car. I'm like, the dude's going to get back in the car because it's like full beard, hat, whole thing. He reaches in the car, pulls out a backpack. And I was like, better beard than anybody in this
really?
Room.
Oh, wow.
Legit.
Wow.
So take it back.
Okay.
What is the movie that's not represented? We have to get to it.
High School Musical. It's a classic.
I agree. Should be 1.
Yeah.
Number 1.
Do they sing?
Yeah.
High School Musical 2 should be number 2. High School Musical 3 should be number 3.
Three, okay. I'm leaving off.
I'm just asking you this. How many times at your high school did the lunchroom erupt in a singing and dancing?
Not enough.
And- The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is going to be tough probably for T-Hack to talk about. Because how many times have you said you love somebody to a female, to like somebody
like
you're dating?
Different women or you, like how many times has he told A-Hack that?
No, different women. Like
okay.
How many relationships have you been in? Because it seems like you and your wife are pretty close to high school sweethearts.
Close, yeah. I was a senior in college when we met.
Okay.
So, but then we were married shortly after that, yeah.
So you haven't had a lot of long-term dating scenarios or even short-term dating scenarios.
Well, I had some long-term relationships, but they were like in high school.
Did you tell them you love them?
Yes, yeah. I think 2.
So you've told 3 women you love them?
I think, yeah.
Okay. That seems so unbearably little. Is that, oh my God, I don't even
no.
want to ask you.
Why?
It might be 2 or 3. So 3 or 4, I would say, total. I'd have to okay. think. I have to really track. But then starting out when I'm 14.
Well,
like, I'm counting
we...
that. I don't think that, I don't, that's not... That's not.
Cause you told somebody. I didn't
love,
tell anybody I
I
loved him when I was that young, because my parents didn't tell me. Like love was not something you said.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't hug. We didn't do any of that stuff.
Oh.
We do now. But we, like, we didn't grow
up.
Did
you have to like tell them you wanted that? Like, what changed? Why do you do it now?
Have we never been through this? This is very dark.
Oh, no.
Like, so, I didn't want, okay, so the short version is I went out on the road as a musician, and like the first show we played, like hugging somebody, if I hugged them, I slept with them.
Wow, okay.
Because like physical contact was yeah. like kind of that.
He's a great hugger.
Right. And like, I love you. It was like, we're going to get married. So first show, after the show, backstage, and then everybody's just hugging, like all these women are coming up and hugging me and telling me, oh my god, I love you, your show's so great and whatever. And I was like freaking out, going, why, what, everybody, oh my god, guys are hugging me, like why does everyone want to sleep with me? Oh,
because you were so detached.
Yes.
From
yes.
Wow.
So they actually literally had to bring
who won that night.
Everyone. Or they all kind of lost the same.
Yeah.
So I actually had to go to therapy while I was on the road.
Wow.
To like work through that. And when I came back, I just like walked into my parents' house. I was like, hugged them. I was like, love you. And they're like, oh, we do this now. And I'm like, we do. Or I do. Like,
wow. Oh, good
that's
for
cool.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I this is the new me. Like, I have to, I'm not going to like not love you. But anyway, from that point forward, I became a, like, I love a little too much, I think.
Once your guard was down, then you jumped fully
yeah, it's pretty
two
bad.
Feet in.
It's pretty, okay. It's pretty bad.
Wow.
Because there's a story.
Which is worse, though.
Because there's a story basically that is, you should say you love somebody within 3 months of dating them. And if you haven't, it's not the one for you. Move on.
There is like the 3 month rule. And that's what I've stumbled into with situationships is like by 3 months, you should know if you're going to go to the next step with them.
3 months.
Yeah.
But how often are you seeing them in those 3 months? Like twice a week, three times a week, five times a week?
Most of the time it's like once a week, maybe twice.
That's not nearly enough.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it makes, that seems about right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys, I'm undateable. But we'll get back to that. So how many men have you said I love you to?
Total?
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Okay, bye. I got, oh my God. And what's the fastest you've said it?
I had to pull up my list to like look back.
While we were talking, I saw you doing something.
Yeah.
You pulled up your list and you're like, these are all the people you've done terrible things to, but how many?
It looks like a scroll.
It's a papyrus. It keeps going. So, but you don't. Okay. And what's the fastest you've done it?
Maybe 4 months.
The fastest you've done it?
I think so. I don't know. Mm. Maybe sooner. Maybe it was two. I don't know.
Months.
Yeah.
Okay. Hack?
Yeah, I was probably about a month, I'd say.
Okay.
But mine were younger. Like, you know, so I it's hard to compare like a 15-year-old relationship. Uh-huh. You're just like, yeah, I love you. You're like, and then can I, when you have to call and go, can I talk to Jenny and to ask her dad and stuff?
Yeah,
it's like, that's
right.
Not
yeah.
a real.
Yeah, that is weird. Okay.
But then my wife, when we started dating, it was within a month that she said it to me first, actually.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Because you're the catch.
She didn't
that
know
was
yet.
Rude.
I'm a great hugger.
Okay, well, we're out of time. We gotta move on.
What do you think your number's at? Like eight?
I couldn't imagine my number.
Really? Mm.
I don't know. Should I get my list out and try to look at it? But it's like,
yeah, you want to compare?
A lot. It's a lot. And like, yeah.
That you've genuinely said it? To you think
yeah.
Does it become just something you say mm-hmm. or do you feel like you've meant it most
in
of those times
in different ways yeah
hmm okay
I've been in a relationship where it was so intense so fast and the dates were like super long like 12 hour date kind of long like you're just and like second date she was kind of an emotional wreck. And I was like, what's going on? She's like, I have something to tell you, but I don't know how to do it.
Wow. By the second date.
Yes. And I knew exactly what it was.
Really?
I cannot wrap my head around that.
And I literally, people are going to think I'm so weird because I've already just shared the weirdness about being on tour. But I was like, let me help you out. I love you too.
Aww.
And she was like, no, I'm just hungry.
Oh, my God.
No, she loved me. She loved me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay, I'm stealing something from Reddit again. This is what I do. And I got to get a read of the room. Do you think it's a relationship milestone when you start using the bathroom in front of your sig other?
One or two?
Well, I would say
there's a difference for me.
Oh, is there, T-Hack? I think there's a difference for everyone.
One's in the front. It goes deeper
depends
than that.
Depends on the... Yeah. Yeah. I think... Hold on. Has anybody in here ever been a two with their together?
No.
I thought you were.
No.
Never?
My ex used to do it in front of me and I hated it.
Two?
Oh.
Yeah.
He did two?
Yeah. I hated it.
He did. Oh, you guys... You were just farters.
Oh, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
but
of.
But did he, like, he would leave the bathroom door open?
No, the one specific time that I'm remembering, I had to get into the bathroom, so I had to open the door and, like, get in
Why
there.
Why did
I
you have to get in the bathroom? Let him
I
finish.
I don't remember. He took a half an hour. I couldn't. I had places to be.
Two and a half.
So you went in.
Three.
Yeah.
Did you... plug up? Would you?
We don't need to discuss that.
Because like I grew up in a bathroom. I grew up in a house with one bathroom.
Yeah.
So like when we were getting ready for school or whatever, there's a sink and a toilet next to it, and like we'd be brush like
couple options.
Four boys brushing your teeth.
That's a lot.
Dad.
Do it. He gets.
Yeah, it's his throne.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's first crack at that thing.
Crack.
Oh my God. But that I think that in itself is why, like, I would never two in front of a sig other.
I agree. I'm feeling better now because I thought that I was kind of weird about it. That I thought everyone was kind of like open, especially at this point. I would say, like, with my wife, we both, for number two, we close the door. But I've done the you need something in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it's not weird. We don't make it weird because I don't linger. She doesn't linger, but it's kind of.
You've brought something in while she's doing.
Yeah. Or you don't realize she's in there because we have like a water closet in one of our bathrooms. So you don't know she's in there in the door and you're kind of like, oh, sorry. But I mean, we've had two kids together. We've seen everything, but it's still just like a courtesy. Just like respect the privacy that just like does.
I have a weird tangent.
So it doesn't gross me out.
About this. And I think I told Aaron, I have a friend who just built his dream home in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And he did everything he ever wanted in a home. And one of the things he put in, it's the weirdest flex ever. And I think it's really vile. Put a toilet in his garage.
But he
wait, that's cool to have a bathroom in the garage.
He didn't put in a water closet. It's just a toilet in the garage.
Ooh.
So it's just like,
what?
Just a toilet.
Just exposed.
Oh yeah. See now we're getting back to some Iowa roots.
What?
Are you kidding me?
I'm familiar, and I'll do you a little better.
What? Hold on.
So you just go sit there, and the garage door could open as someone's coming home, and you're just like finishing up your duties.
UPS. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. Come on.
Just leave it right there. I'll sign for it, but come on over. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What?
I thought this was the weirdest thing in the world, and I didn't know how to bring it up, and that this topic reminded me of it. You're saying Iowa people put a toilet in their garage.
Yeah, I've seen it before. My uncle has one.
Not a closet.
No. And
not a urinal.
Both. Urinal and a regular toilet.
Why?
Urinal I can hang with.
Urinal, you're just standing urinal there. Is so cool. It's so cool.
Because and you're also turned towards the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just like they would
You're
have,
only allowed to do one job there.
Yes. Like, well, you could back in.
Yeah.
No.
I never mind. I pretended to do that in an airport bathroom one time to be funny. I pulled my pants down and backed up to the urinal and I just couldn't stop laughing and then I bonked my head on the toilet.
Oh, that's
and,
right, that's right.
And bled profusely.
Wow. I had a friend really do it one time.
He dookied
in a urinal. Okay. Yeah. In some guy's garage. No, it was at school.
But okay, you're saying this is a real... So it's just like... It's not. It's like up against the back wall of the garage.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just...
Yeah, my uncle has
right
both.
There.
Both of them. They're next to each other. Yeah.
And you park your car and just, before I go in. Yeah.
How I'll far just... away is the next bathroom? Like miles?
Yeah, why can't you just go inside?
I think it's always been cool because when we would get our family together, we'd be at their house and it's like all the uncles and cousins and stuff, they're out there drinking beer and you don't have to go in the house. Okay. You just do it right there.
But if you came around the corner and your wife is
I
she up the peace sign.
She would not use
in
the garage
toilet.
I love her enough already. All right, come on.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's been a lot of talk lately about how you guys... I'm not afraid to go places alone. I just want...
It's definitely seems like you are.
I go to the grocery store by myself.
That's different. That's running an errand. That's fine.
Okay, well, all you did was run an errand.
Sure.
No, okay, it's more than that, I think. I wouldn't do it, but it was more.
It was casual enough like that. But, you can't go to dinner alone, and I find that weird.
I've done it a couple times. I can't. Here's the weird
and
thing.
And sat in the restaurant?
I've sat
or picked it up
at the bar.
Okay.
I can sit at a bar because then you're not sitting alone at a table. I just don't have that. The vibe. There's something about a woman sitting alone in a restaurant and she's holding a good book and then she sets it down and takes a couple bites of her food and then a sip of her Chardonnay and then sets her fork and knife down and then picks her book back up and like if I'd just be sitting there with my phone,
which it's way too dark in restaurants. How are you reading a book?
Right.
Well, use a Kindle. It's fine. You can change the brightness.
It's not as sexy. Well, can I plug this in? Low on battery.
I don't want the whole. Sorry. I don't. Can we start over?
Sure.
We're starting all the way over.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Nice nose.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. It's so small.
Yeah.
I thought you were hooping
it. It took a while. They don't want to do hoops when you first get them done. So I have to wait 3 to 4 months and then I'll replace it.
Wait, is it on? Turn your, okay.
My right side.
Okay.
It's a little dainty guy.
Yeah. You got a piercing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed.
You were the first in the building to notice.
In the building? Yeah. No way. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm honored.
I just.
Yeah.
You don't like it.
I don't not like it. I do think it's cute on you. But I just... Everyone has one now.
Okay.
So I don't like it. I don't like this journey for you. I want you to be my unique little Aaron. You're such a weird little flower.
Thank you.
But you like crap that nobody likes.
That's not true. I like very basic things, like Star Wars and Harry Potter.
Right, but people of your age have stopped liking those things.
Oh, have they? Oh, no.
Right, and the Beatles. You're an old soul. You've gone to see the Eagles.
Yeah, eight times.
You're literally giving, defibrillators to everyone around you. You're the youngest person at an Eagles show by far.
I used to be. Not anymore.
Bull. Everyone's blue hair. There's walkers.
They're
the show starts
their grandkids,
at 4.
Though, so there's 12-year-olds.
Yeah, but they don't want to be there. You're singing along.
I stand the entire time.
Right,
I sing every single song.
Sit down. I can't see you.
Where's your walker?
Imposter. Get her. And then she casually saunters out because no one can chase her.
Yeah.
There's just a whole bunch of tennis balls going, ba-dunk, ba-dunk.
This is mean.
I know, but it's that's you. You are that old soul and you've just done something. I only know this because I'm on the dating sites and it's just
oh, it's real common. You've seen it on
the... Oh my God, hack.
Really?
It's so the septum one.
Yeah,
used to be so striking.
Yeah.
And now it's it's...
But that's piercings and tattoos in general. They've become way more common.
So then, isn't the zag not...
I'm not doing this
one?
To be unique, though. I'm doing it because I want it.
You want what? A hole in your nose?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a codger.
I don't have enough holes in my head.
When I'm blowing my nose, I'm I could be more efficient if I had just one more tiny little hole. Wait, can you walk me through it? For real?
Yeah, I didn't know you were thinking. Have you been thinking about it for a while?
Yeah, years.
Okay.
And she's been ramping up to it, but I think she only talks about it. Here's the fourth wall will break down now. T-Hack gets about 4,000 steps in a day because he's in the studio. Then you guys start calling and then he has to run in the other room and answer calls. Mm-hmm. And then he runs back in here and we take the calls on the air. And then he runs back in there and he's like, zigzag, zigzag, zigzag.
So call quicker, please.
Right. But sometimes when you're in there, she'll be like, I think I'm going to pierce my nose. And I'm like, don't, please don't. God.
Oh, so you've had this talk before.
Yes.
I have. Yeah. I brought it up recently because I was looking at parlors and I was like, all right.
And then you just did it.
Yeah.
But, so you've gotten tattoos before, but you didn't go to the same parlor.
I went to one, the same one for three of them. And then my fourth one was somewhere different.
Okay.
I see.
So is there anything else you'd like to say about your new hole?
That's a weird way to put it. I like it.
Okay, I just want to address the other thing in the room that you accuse. You think I couldn't go do that alone. I don't think, I think that is an activity you do alone. If I were to go get a tattoo, I wouldn't.
What? You would go alone? No way.
So then what? You got to sit there and watch me get a tattoo?
Yes. Everyone that I know brings a friend. I have not brought a friend to any of my tattoos to, I brought a friend to one piercing.
Do you have any tattoos or piercings in weird spots?
Like, I did.
Down. Okay.
I did.
So, yeah,
and I brought a friend to that one.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're a girl. Was it a guy doing it?
Yes. I don't remember.
Because you bring somebody there just sort of like
support,
like what a doctor
support
does.
For that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I would need someone there for when I freak out and am not going to do it. Then they no.
And
you
most
do
of
it.
The
you
time, your
it.
Friend wants something too, so you just go together.
But then are you using the same guy?
Yeah.
So then it becomes what could
and then
be
you
a
just
two
compare.
Hour, but then you're sitting there for 4 hours.
Not for piercings.
Well, I mean, if it's a tattoo, like you get tattooed for 2 hours, then you got to stand up and then they watch that. Like, I don't. Honest to God.
It depends on the size, what you're looking for.
Okay.
Really? You would go alone?
Like, I know it seems weird that I'm afraid to eat alone, but I am definitely... You need support.
Yeah.
Is what's...
Yeah. I got my ears pierced, like, right out of high school.
Hold on. You needed a buddy to go to Claire's with you?
Yeah. It was Claire's. I'll have you know. And I'll have you know.
That's why he needed a buddy.
All of my friends who got their ears pierced, they were always at, like, some party, and a girl would have a gun.
Yeah.
And they'd all be all drunk, and they'd be like, oh, let me do... And they'd all get their ears pierced like that.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
I know. But I wasn't invited to those parties. So instead, I went to Claire's, and I did it professionally. And then mine got infected.
Well, yeah, it's still Claire's
so
bud.
So
you
then
don't
I had
go
to go
there.
To the doctor with my mother and go, my ears kind of hurt. They sting.
Go to a parlor, an official one.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
What are we plugging?
Yeah. You get your thumb. And
does anybody here get hiccups? I used to get them all the time.
All the time.
You still do?
Yeah. I get them like minimum twice a day.
Are you
really?
Serious?
Yeah.
How do you never get them when we're on the air?
I don't know.
Do you know what brings them on?
I'm a fast eater.
Oh my God. I thank you for being honest, because that's exactly why I get them. It's like,
is that really a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, because you're just horking food.
Down, and so like air goes down and like
you're
it's
swallowing
just,
air because you're just trying to get food inside your head so fast.
Yeah.
That's exactly why you get them, I think. I don't know if science has ever proven that. But like I've had when I was a kid and I had three older brothers, you don't get seconds unless your plate's empty.
Yeah.
So you just got to like put your face close to your plate.
I remember
and just
as a
shove.
Kid, my mom used to yell at me and be like, that's a nervous habit. And it's like, I don't know why I'm getting that.
You just can't. Oh, God. Yeah. Especially if it's food that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, really? But do you get it from alcohol? Do you get hiccups ever?
Yeah.
Really?
Do? I do.
Because that's the most,
that's I find that to be
that's a cliche like acting when it was in classes. Yeah.
I'm ready. Was drunk.
I'm never like blackout getting the hiccups. It's like after the third drink.
But
so
are
I'm
you
just like a little
the booze down.
No.
Mm. Why do you get them then? Do you think?
I don't know.
Is that when you go outside and go to one of the street vendors, get that slice of pizza?
Can you shove like four of these in my head as fast as you possibly can?
Yeah, maybe it's not the alcohol.
So, dude, like, there's this TikTok dude, and I watched this video today, and I want to. This sounds strange, but I want to hork some food real quick because I want to get him. I want to get him and see if his cure works.
Oh,
because I have a theory. That every hiccup cure works once.
Yes, I agree.
Like the very first time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What, and then you're on to it?
I think I do, yes. I think hiccups, while brought on more often than not by your gluttony, okay. by you horking as fast
don't
as you
look
can.
At me. I'm
mean,
looking at her.
Do you ever get them?
Not really, no.
Did you get them a lot when you were a kid?
No, I mean, I've had them, but I've not been real hiccupy in my life.
Like, yeah. I've had them at times where I have them for, like, hours.
Yeah.
And really?
Excruciating.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and because I've done everything, then none of the tricks work. Like, name something that you think is a hiccup cure.
I've always heard you plug your ears and drink out of a straw. And I don't think it's even the straw that matters. I think it's because when you plug your ears, then you can't use your hands to drink. So I think you just need the straw. So the straw is just so you are able to, but just
drink while
you're plugging
your ears. I think that might be kind of a distraction, but it also might be a pressure thing, because that just made my head blow up a little
bit.
Well,
I was going to say, you plug your nose and swallow to pop your ears.
Well, don't do it again. Your head cannot get any bigger, or else we're all in
good
trouble.
Good morning, everybody. Like, okay, so that probably worked one time.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard, and this is stupid because I don't even know how it's possible, you drink off out of the wrong side of a glass of water.
The wrong side?
I don't
know.
So, like,
you basically, like, the side of the water that's closest to you, you'd go to the other side, and you kind of have to lean over.
I was going to say, how do you
and, like,
get to it without
it
pouring it over yourself?
So you know what I'm saying? So you, like,
okay.
Like, you're almost in a downward dog, and you're, like, dumping water into the roof of your mouth and trying to swallow it.
But then you have to weigh the embarrassment of that versus the embarrassment of the hiccups. It's kind of...
Yeah. You don't do it in Walmart. Okay. You don't... Excuse me, you got a cup of water that I can use over here in tires? No, you're, like... You do that at home.
Okay.
Okay, but... And there's something with peanut butter.
Yeah, just, like, a spoonful of peanut butter, because it forces you to... Mm. And, like,
it's sort of the anti-hork.
Yeah, it forces you to slow down.
So, like, when my kids would get hiccups, I would do, like, a Simon Says game with them. I'd give them peanut butter, and I go, okay, now you have to do everything I say. And I'd hand them the peanut butter. I'm like, you're going to eat the peanut butter. And they put it in their mouth. And I'm like, no. And they pull it out. I'm like, stand on one leg. And they'd stand on their right leg. And I'm like, no, left leg. And they're like, the more things you do to reset their brain, they eventually just go, doop, and it stops.
I don't even understand. Hiccups are because your diaphragm is spazzing?
Supposedly, but I think they're psychological.
Hmm.
Because it's worked on my kids one time, each time, because you just get them off. Did I tell you a guy tried to give me his car?
Yeah.
And
I think about that all the time.
100% worked.
Yeah.
I'm hiccuping so hard, he walks up to me, hands me his, like, Mercedes-Benz fob. He goes, that's a Mercedes-Benz. It's parked right outside. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, hiccup again. He's like, you can have my car if you hiccup again.
You just stopped?
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah. You're just like.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I did it to a friend, stopped him.
Okay.
Same friend, like, 6 weeks later, did it again. And I'm like, ah!
Okay.
Now I walk
again.
To work.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have never been more certain that T-Hack's head is going to explode than when I read today's stupid story.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's about a person being ungrateful about fast food.
What?
I just calm down. I haven't got to it yet.
I have a story about the elephant in the room, which isn't actually an elephant.
Ooh. Okay.
Explain that then.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Romania.
Ah, Romania! Yeah!
Is that your go-to when you don't
I
know?
I don't know, Aaron! What is Romania? Romania.
I'm guessing it's more like that.
Like that. Okay, Romania.
Okay, there was a 74.
You just switched back.
I'm
sorry.
Kevin Costnering it. Aren't my guy.
Yeah. Okay. There's a 74-year-old man in Romania. He called the police out. He had a strange smell of gas going on in his house.
Ew.
So he called the authorities and said, can you come check out this smell? So they walked
for sure.
In.
Use your phone when there's a weird gas smell.
Yeah, so that's they got there. They're checking it out, and they go, well, sir, we don't see anything really too abnormal, except for you've got, like, a big, giant, rotting cow in your living room.
What?
Mm.
Could that be the...
He has a rotting cow?
He had a dead cow in his living room. And said, I think that might be the source of...
It was decomposing?
Yeah, that might be the source of your gas smell, the man said. No.
No, no.
I think oh I know God. What rotting cow smells yeah. like.
And that can't be it. He's said apparently he had been cutting off a piece of that cow every night for dinner.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, keep looking. And they're like, nope. Oh. It's
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that big dead cow.
Ew. Yeah.
So they said, we think the smell's coming from the cow. He said, I don't think it is. I guess it's just a moot point at this point. Because I couldn't agree.
You let us. You and like I was ready to start my story, and now I don't even think I'm going to do my story.
I didn't want to say that, if that helps at all. It kind of killed me inside.
The only thing that's going to save us is if I have a story from Florida! Let's go! Apparently, a dude, it was his birthday, and his loving wife bought him fast food from not one, but two different places.
Two trips?
We're talking jackpot. He got Taco Bell and McDonald's for his birthday. But for some reason, he was still upset.
What?
So they got into a fight. Maybe he wanted something fancier. We don't know. They're getting in a fight.
No.
He eventually threw the bag at her.
Oh no.
Which made her upset enough to strip down a soft taco to just its delicious soft tortilla, and she beat him to within an inch of his life with
not the Taco
a
Bell.
Soft tortilla.
What a waste.
Police responded, and
what
I don't have a... Anybody got a tortilla joke or anything they want to...
No. No. Yep. You know, normally you get someone flowers for their birthday, not a flour tortilla.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.